In her debut collection of short stories, Waynesville author Leah Hampton makes sure to grab readers from her first sentences. The story Parkway begins with, "We find bodies all the time. Lots of folks come up here to die or kill or get killed." The story Saint opens this way, "Your brother is going to die in 12 years. And in the title story, which opens the book, Hampton begins with, "Nothing will ever fix what's broken in this town, but it would be nice if they'd at least get the dead bear out of the parking lot at Food Country."
I think I read a lot of contemporary fiction where the writer just expects me to pay attention for three pages before something interesting happens. You know, and I'm a busy woman, and I'm going to tell you right up front that something dirty might happen.
Hampton's published debut, with a title that can't be said over public radio, opens windows into regional environmental issues through the lens and lives of everyday Appalachians, even if some of the circumstances are a little out of the ordinary. Hampton's debut is among the finalists for the 2020 Thomas Wolfe Memorial Literary Award.
What I'm really writing about and what the book is really doing is it's looking at the interdependency between people and the land. There are realities that are inescapable about the way we treat rural landscapes and rural people, particularly rural people who are marginalized in some way. If you live in any rural place, you know that we have these problems and that they do act on us. Like, we get cancer from the way we pollute our rivers, and our trees get mad at us for the way we cut them down. And one of the things fiction does is it allows you to tell a story that has a lesson, but without being preachy.
Hampton, who is 47, describes herself as being a bright kid who knew four languages by the time she followed in the steps of both parents and left high school at age 16. But she earned her master's degree, made key contacts through the North Carolina Writers Network and the Appalachian Writers Workshop in Kentucky, and she won a three-year fellowship to the Missioner Center for Writers in Austin, Texas, effectively launching her career and the stories that would fill her debut.
That's part of the process of writing a book. Like, you start out thinking, I'm not the person who can do this. And so then you have to become the person, the artist who's capable of making that thing. All of us are writing books where we've had this very deeply personal internal conversation with ourselves. And the result, along with that craft work, is this story or series of stories in my case. And so there's an undersong to it. Yeah, that's about the writer learning who they are or what they believe.
Hampton's conversational writing won't compel you to find a dictionary or thesaurus, and a common trait, at least as manifest in her debut collection, is a penchant for dropping readers into the middle of stories. There's no on-ramp or semblance of a clean conclusion, and she sees her collection much like an album of songs.
These are people who are struggling with a lot of unsolvable problems with rurality and environmental crisis, right? And so if the problem's not fixable, I don't need to stick around with this lady. Like, we kind of know she's got cancer, so let's go on to the next story. If I've done my job right, you should get to the end of each story and be able to imagine for yourself an ending for this person.
Hampton isn't waiting around for December 16th, when the winner of the Thomas Wolfe Memorial Award will be revealed. She's already deep into the work of her first full novel. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.